Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal vehicle versus pedestrian collision that occurred on Highway 101 south of Herrick Avenue in Eureka on Saturday night. A Fortuna woman was driving south on Highway 101 when her vehicle struck a pedestrian that was walking on the highway while wearing dark clothing. The collision inflicted fatal injuries to the pedestrian, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. The southbound lanes of the highway were closed for almost an hour, and the driver was treated and released at the scene. The victim was identified by the Highway Patrol as John Doe, and the investigation into the collision is underway. DUI has been ruled out as a factor. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is investigating suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of a 60-year-old white male adult, whose body was located just north of Willits over the weekend. On Sunday night, the body was discovered by a passerby in a field next to the 35,000 block of Eureka Stagecoach Road. Deputies responded to the scene, and initial signs point to the man's death being suspicious. The identity of the victim is being withheld by the sheriff's office at this time, pending notification of next of kin. Humboldt deputies responded to a residence on Church Lane in Carlotta on Friday, where a verbal argument took place between a father and his son. Deputies spoke with a 65-year-old man who had a restraining order against his son, 33-year-old Daniel Pollard, and he reported that Pollard shoved him to the ground during the argument. The victim also claimed to law enforcement that Pollard broke his ribs on a previous date. Deputies also acquired a search warrant to search Pollard's bedroom for firearms, which would have violated the terms of his restraining order. The search of the bedroom turned up 3 rifles, 1 handgun, multiple magazines, and over 100 boxes of ammunition. Deputies also discovered a backyard tunnel that leads to a bunker. Pollard was arrested and booked into county jail on various charges, including assault and battery, as well as 4 outstanding warrants. A 65-year-old woman is currently recovering in an out-of-area hospital following a suicide attempt at a Redway residence on Friday. The victim's daughter returned to a residence on West Coast Road and came across her mother hanging by a rope. Deputies quickly responded to the residence, but the victim's pulse could not be found. The responding deputy performed CPR for 10 minutes before medical personnel arrived on scene. The victim was transported to a local hospital where she regained her pulse, and she was subsequently taken to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested 2 robbery suspects who were seen stealing items from a foreclosed residence in Albion over the weekend. Upon arrival, deputies spoke with the reporting party and told law enforcement that the home was foreclosed and was recently purchased. Deputies contacted the homeowner to confirm that no one should be in the house. However, law enforcement discovered Alana Lopez and Michael Monroe at the home. Several items from the house were found in their possession, and the pair were placed under arrest. Deputies discovered that Lopez and Monroe were connected to another residential burglary back in Willits in March, and the 2 were booked into county jail on numerous charges. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Fortuna City Council will conduct a public hearing on a city ordinance that would prohibit aggressive and intrusive panhandling within the city at tonight's meeting scheduled for 6 o'clock. The ordinance would amend the city code for public peace, morals, and welfare, and would impose penalties for those who are deemed to be too aggressive when asking for money on city streets. Humboldt State University honors its outstanding students. Dan Squire has more.
Humboldt State University honored its outstanding students at a ceremony last week, and at the top of the list was geography student Christina Baus, who was honored for her work in studying the effects of marijuana cultivation in the county, as well as for her academic excellence. That led to Baus being named as the only Humboldt State student inducted into the prestigious Gamma Theta Upsilon, the International Honor Society for Geography. HSU also honored Dylan McClure for his advocacy on behalf of transgender students and his service on the Sexual Assault Prevention Committee. 11 other students were recognized for their work in fields such as engineering, music, journalism, and environmental studies.
Thank you, Dan. On Saturday, the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office recovered the body of a driver whose vehicle went into the Smith River during a single-vehicle collision. The driver lost control of the vehicle on Highway 199 near Hiuchi on Thursday morning, causing it to head into the river. Due to the river's conditions, law enforcement were unable to reach the location until Saturday. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.